Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You can join us at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk some Terry McLaurin here on open line Thursday, and training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice, and we can get the listeners involved here. It's a pretty simple question. Do you think the Commanders can make the playoffs in 2025 if the Terry McLaurin hold-in/hold-out continues into the season and he doesn't play? Look, we realize that's a pretty unrealistic scenario that he'll will probably play in 2025 because he is under contract, even if he doesn't get a new deal from the team.
Right.
Now, he won't be happy about it. He'll be disgruntled.
I mean, if he didn't play, yes, it makes it very difficult for them. I mean, he's one of their best offensive players.
Right.
So it would be very difficult. But, I mean, you and I agree. He's going to play.
Yes.
He's not going to miss games because he's holding out and sacrificing game checks. Mm-hmm. He's not going to do that. And I still think he'll get something done. Something will get done before the season starts.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to answer your question, yeah, it'd be very difficult for them if he was out.
I mean, you just go back to Adam Peters.
I mean, if he was out, of course, it'd be very difficult.
You go back to Adam Peters' time with the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk didn't reach an agreement until
August 29th.
Like, super late in the preseason. Like, that's basically a week before the NFL season starts.
Right.
And then that's when they came to
terms.
Then
I think he played five or six games and got hurt.
I don't think this one is going to last until late August. Now, I could be wrong. It could linger into the regular season or the end of the preseason.
Right.
But I'm with you. I feel like a deal would get struck at some point. I mean, you don't want to have a disgruntled Terry McLaurin for 2025 when you're trying to make a run, like a super legit Super Bowl run.
Yes, of course. You want him to be there and happy.
Yes, taken care of.
I don't know how happy he's going to be, but I think he's going to be there.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I mean, if he wasn't there, it'd be very difficult. I mean, it helps that Debo's there.
Certainly.
But if someone went down with an injury, oh, man, if one of their receivers and they were kind of struggling at that position, yeah, absolutely. They probably have to go out and look at somebody and sign somebody.
Sure. Like an Amari Cooper or somebody that's still a free agent, a Keenan Allen, even though those guys are getting up there in years.
Yeah, I don't know how much they have left.
Older than Terry. Those aren't great options, but those are options you might have to consider if Terry doesn't come to terms and holds out. But, again, I think there's less than a 5% chance of Terry McLaurin just saying, you know what, I'm going to stick to my guns. I want a new deal. Haven't been given a new deal. I'm going to just bypass my season and not play.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that that's
not a thing.
Realistic.
Yeah. I think the better question would be, in my humble opinion, is besides Jaden, who is most critical to this team? In other words, who can we least afford to lose to injury? Now, that might be Terry. Besides Jaden.
Yeah, I mean, if Terry that's a huge blow to the offense.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I don't think that there's a scenario where Terry, holds out and misses games.
So all three of you think that if Terry's not in the lineup for the season, the team won't make the playoffs?
It would hurt him a lot. I'm trying to think who else would hurt more.
Well, I mean, like a Frankie Louvu was out, that would hurt.
Frankie would hurt.
I mean, if Tunsil went out, that would hurt.
I think Tunsil would hurt.
Yeah.
I think Jaden is so good that he, even if Terry weren't playing, that he could elevate the other players that are remaining.
Probably
to a playoff bid.
Just mean that Debo's targets go way up.
Well, it means Debo is a hit. It means that guys like McCaffrey and Noah Brown are contributing in Terry's absence if he misses.
But I listened to some of these guys, they're out there and they're like, part of the reason why the defense, everyone's hyping up the corners is because they're going against freaking Michael Gallup and Noah Brown and, they're not going against Terry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that's part of it.
So part of the reason why everyone's raving about the corners this year is they don't have their top dog in there.
Yeah.
Now, Debo's balling. He's doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we don't have a one versus one.
Right. Like Sandra Still and Lattimore, they're going to look better against Ja'Cory Brooks, an undrafted free agent, than they would against Terry McLaurin.
Yes.
I mean, that's only natural to think that.
I don't know, man. I think Terry's pretty indispensable to this team.
Yeah, I would agree. I
mean, nobody's more than
JD. Jayden.
Well, that's of course, that goes without saying.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, how many days has it been? Does anybody kept a running counter of how many days Terry McLaurin has been the number one topic on this show over the last?
I mean, it's two months.
It's probably going.
It's the biggest off-season story.
Yeah, I know.
Certainly for all of July,
it's completely dominating.
They can't resolve this soon enough.
When I come back from Kiawah Island, will it be resolved?
Are you going to Kiawah next week?
I come back on the 16th.
So you
mid August.
All right, so you're not leaving for a week.
I leave on August 9th.
I think it'll be resolved by then. Or
by the time I leave,
or by the time you get back, or it's just not going to be resolved. Mm. It's just going to be he's going to play it out. I think they're pretty far apart.
You get back on the 16th, you said?
Correct.
I would think it would be resolved by then, but who knows?
I thought it was going to be resolved by you said, July 20th.
I mean, like you said, the Aiyuk thing went to the 29th.
Right. Just dragged on and on.
I mean, could it drag into the last week of August? Sure.
I guess it could.
All right, let's go to Kevin in D.C., 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hey, man.
What's up, Kev?
I just look at it like I don't think we all know we're not going to be good without Terry, but I think he's going to play. I think he's going to get like a 2-year extension. I don't think he's going to get the long term he's looking for. And if that don't work, I look for him to franchise him like Kurt. Just keep franchising to can't franchise him no more and just let him out the door.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll be a lot of money for him. Yeah.
I mean that'd be $60 million.
He'd complain about it, but it'd be a lot of money.
I just look that Courtland Sutton is the most team player guy I've seen in recent years. I'm going to take this short money to make my team better. So, when do people say, I don't understand these guys saying they can't live off $25 million and we doing it on $3,000 every 2 weeks. I just don't understand. I don't understand it.
No, like, no. He can. He's not saying he can't live without it. He just wants to be respected.
I'm saying, like, I've seen a lot of players like, I need to feed my family. I need $60 million a year.
Right.
Bro, it's just ridiculous sometimes, man. Do you love the game or do you love the money? Like,
right.
It's pissing you off, isn't it?
Yeah, because Courtland Sutton just took a super duper pay cut. He could have got at least 29 or 30 million from the Broncos. He took 22.
Well,
like
obviously he couldn't, or he would have. If he were worth that, he would have gotten that sort of deal.
The story is he's saying he took less,
right,
so that they can pay the other guys, so that the team can be better. And so that's some people did latch on to that. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people sent us that, and they're like, why doesn't Terry take this tack?
Because
and maybe
most players don't do that.
Most players don't. But maybe he will, especially considering next year we talked about you have Lattimore up, mm-hmm. you have Tunzel they'll be in the last year of their contract. Who else? There was like three or four guys.
Well, I'll say this.
Like next year could be a disaster.
Tunzel and Lattimore, they don't strike me as guys who are going to give 1 cent back to the team
I agree.
Deal. Those guys are freaking mercenaries.
They seem like they're going to go to the best
offer. Right, I agree with you. So, but that being said, Terry does seem like a guy who might be open to that school of thought.
I don't know if he is. If the rumor that he wants more than DK Metcalf is correct, then he doesn't strike me as a guy who's willing to give back to the team to help Laramie and Marshawn Lattimore sign in the next year.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a way to save face, okay? So this is a disaster, right? Yeah. Let's say they're $10 million apart. It's a disaster. He doesn't want to miss a game. He don't want to miss any more checks. He'd even like missing the 50K. Like, right? He's smart. You could come back. You could sign a deal for less than what your perceived value mm-hmm. is, and you go public by saying, you know what? At the end of the day, I want to be respected, but I also want what's best for this football team. So I accept it maybe a little less than my worth because next year we got a lot of guys who are going to be up too, and I want to be competitive for the next 5 years.
Terry should walk into his agent.
I think it's a way to say face.
He should walk into Buddy Baker and say, I need you to go earn your money and get me $60 million guaranteed. However you do it, I don't care what it looks like, get me $55 to $60 million guaranteed and have it close to $30 million AAV, mm-hmm. and let's get this thing done. Mm-hmm. Like, however you make those numbers work, Buddy, go do it. Working out with Adam Peters to get me back into camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that deal looks like.
I know. I would just think that that conversation has been had.
I'm sure it's been had 100 times.
I wish I had the solution. This is what happens when you have basically like an agent that represents journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
An agent that he's not used to the big, big ass deals right. like this.
His biggest win was Terry's last deal.
Yeah.
And I brought it up a couple days ago. Maybe Buddy Baker's in over his head. And maybe he's being outmatched negotiation-wise by Adam Peters and company.
I want to hear Eric's blame pie for like all of this. Like does Terry get like any kind like Terry? Yeah, Terry's just getting off scot free on this. Like Terry's being a little bit greedy.
I don't blame Terry for wanting to be paid as best as he can. Now, if he decided to hold out and not play or something, then I would probably blame him. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know, blame pie, I don't know.
Like, it's at first it was the organization's fault, mm-hmm. Adam Peters' fault, mm-hmm. right? Like, just pay the man.
I mean, make it work, figure it out. Yeah. Now it's
Buddy's fault because he's in over his head and he doesn't represent high-end clients.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always thought that. Because John Keim alluded to that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a blame pie, you have to tie Terry in with the Buddy camp.
Yeah.
And I don't know what number that is. I don't know if it's 10%, 20%, but I mean, Terry is his boss. He can go to the agent and say, we've got to get this thing done. The season's 5 weeks away. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to get into camp.
Yeah, like, I don't think Buddy's just pulling these numbers from looking at all the other contracts. I think Terry's telling him, hey, this player is I want this. This mm-hmm. player's making this. Like, get me this.
I'm sure there's book, but I'm sure he's also saying, hey, I think you're worth this. I don't know.
I could give you a better picture of the blame pie if I knew what the numbers were. And I know mm-hmm. we kind of can speculate what we think the numbers are.
Well, according to Scheffler, it's more than DK.
But if he wants to make more than DK, he gets it, and if that's just him, he gets more of the blame.
And it's not just more, it's the words were substantially more.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's substantially more than what they're willing to offer.
I know that, but I'm saying they want substantially. It's not just, okay, DK makes 33.5, you're going to make 33.6. When I hear substantially more, that makes me feel like
37, 38. Yeah,
like it's a couple million at least over
but
top
I'm
of that a, number.
But honestly, I'm okay with like high askings because that's standard negotiating. And then you know.
I know. You would think you'd meet in the middle, but they can't.
That's standard.
Unless the Commanders aren't coming off their number.
Because it feels like the Commanders are down in the mid to low 20s.
I don't think they're in the low 20s.
Like 24, 25 in that range?
Okay, mid. I would say mid to, maybe 27.
I don't know if they're that high. But that's.
I mean, if they're at 20.
No, I don't think they're 20. I think they're like 24, 25.
Yeah.
And then he's, let's say, at 36 or something.
Yeah, I mean, you're 10, 11 million apart.
Yeah, so the
then you would think you come to meet in the middle at 30.
30, right, but they don't want to give him the 30.
That's what I keep saying, but they don't want to give them.
You're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number. Don't forget, in just about 40 minutes, we will be joined in studio by Super Bowl 26 MVP Mark Rypien. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Here on the Junks. Mark Rypien will join us in studio coming up at 9 a.m., so you don't want to miss that. You're always welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
Oh, we got some calls.
Talking about Terry McLaurin's absence, his hold-in at mm-hmm. this point in training camp. It drags on as we're about to head into August.
When I said that to Dan yesterday, he kind of diverted.
When you said what?
When I said, I know he's holding. Remember I said, we have to ask you this, mm-hmm. and I wanted to get his gut feeling on what's going to happen. And I said, Terry's doing the hold in now. What and he kind of diverted and said, it's the pup.
Yeah.
It's the pup
right,
list.
Yeah. I'm sure he really hasn't.
I'm sure he's really
injury.
Hurt.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But
he looked like
he didn't want to
really,
call it the hold in. He wanted to call it the pup.
He looked like he was limping, like when he was out signing autographs and, like.
They're trying to downplay that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
But that's exactly what he's doing. All right, let's go to Zeke in D.C., 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
Zeke.
Hey, Zeke.
What's up?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Zeke.
Hey, I think we're looking at the numbers wrong. I don't think it's a difference of they're offering him $25 million and he wants $30-something million. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to pay him $25 million this year, and if they franchise him, the tag next year is 33. So that's almost $30 million a year. I think the team is willing to pay him $30 million, but only for 2 years. I think Terry probably wants to hold out and get that third year, because that's his last big major contract. Nobody's going to offer him money at 33, 34 years old.
No, we understand that. And we've always thought that the length would be an issue. But I'm telling you, I think even the term, like the number, is an issue. Like, I just assumed
I don't think so, because they're going to pay him $30 million if they franchise him, 25 and 33. That's $30 million. You're going to pay that anyway if you're the Commander.
I think they want to avoid franchising him, too.
I mean, that's if they franchise him. There's no guarantee they would franchise him. Right. We don't know that.
Just think about it. You could use the tag on Tunsil.
Yeah,
right.
You don't know that they would use that.
Yeah, Adam doesn't necessarily want to use that tag on Terry when there's other people, when there's other positions out there that you could possibly use it for.
He wants to keep that in the back pocket.
Yeah,
going forward,
totally. They got, like, I'm telling you, I think it's like four guys that'll be in a similar boat here soon.
Yeah, but Zeke, I think it'll get done. It'll get done. I don't know when, but it'll get done.
By the way, I don't think that the franchise number for next year, I think it's 30, like 0.5 or something. I don't think it's 33.
No.
Now I think the following 31. Year, if they did it 2 years in a row, I think it would go up to like 36, because I think it's like,
it's the average of the top five.
But I think it's like a 20% raise or something.
You might be right, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it gets up there pretty quick. They're going to want to try to avoid that, both sides. Let's go to Chris.
By the way, here are the guys whose deals are up in 2026. Right, and it's a long list.
For the Commanders?
For the Commanders.
They're the ones that are the big money guys.
Lattimore.
Yep.
Payne, who I think is probably going to sign with another team,
I would
guess. Tunsil. Dorrance Armstrong, who's making decent money. Frankie Louvu.
That one you want to keep.
Tyler Biadasz. I mean, there's a lot. Quan Martin. Like, there's a lot of dudes.
Yeah, it could be.
It's more than just the big names.
You think this offseason is a nightmare? Wait till next offseason.
They're going to have some tough decisions to make in 2026 and beyond.
Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
I think Terry should be more concerned about kind of playing out his contract this year. But I think if he's reasonable or even just meeting in the middle, guaranteeing a 40-45 and paying him maybe 28 a year for the 2 years, I think winning going to solve all that, man. When it comes down to it, it's going to be the cure for everything. And when he goes to the championship again and again, he's going to be willing to – I think he'd be willing to compromise just a little bit, because ultimately that's what players want. They want championships. You know, the money is – it's a driving force, but, you know, it sure is better when you got that money with a trophy on your shelf. And I think with that toxic work relationship that he's been part of for the last few years, and he see how it is to get a taste of going to the championship, I think that he can compromise just a little bit to make sure he keeps the talent around him in order to keep going to the championship.
Well, also, yeah, and you could use it as a way to save face. You could say, you know, I really think, honestly, that I probably deserve a little bit more, but I want to do what's best for the team.
I'm going to guess if you put almost every player in the league in a tribal council and they had a drum that they could put a piece of paper and said, championships on one, money on the other.
Like, they're going to take money?
Almost exclusively.
Ten times out of ten.
Well, it depends how much money. It depends how much money they've already made.
Yeah. I mean, that's a component.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, to try to get DK Metcalf numbers, I mean, I think if he just kind of came down to even 28, 29, one caller said, he's feeding his family enough. And, you know, really, what can you do with so much money? I don't even understand you want to get it, you know, because you got a short career, small window.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to put that championship trophy on your resume, I think that's a little more important than once you made enough money, because, I mean, everything else is just, you know, cherries on top.
Yeah.
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
Long way to go. Long way to go, bro.
I'll say this. He looks remarkably calm and happy when we see him, right?
Yeah.
Probably in the back of his mind, he knows I'm good either way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too,
you
buddy.
You too, man.
All right, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Remember, we got Super Bowl. What number was that?
26.
Super Bowl 26, MVP, Mark Rippon, in studio with us at 9 o'clock.
Valdez loves the Roman numerals. He wants to continue that
I like
bit
the Roman
forever.
Numerals, but there's so many now, I can't.
They
I
can get confusing.
Yeah, I can't count it all. Let's go to Joe in Silver Spring. Hey, Joe, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Hi.
Hello,
yeah,
Joe.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just looking at Terry compared to the other number one receivers in the NFC, and just sort of looking in the NFC East. Yeah. I'd rather have Lamb, Brown, and Neighbors over him. I'd rather have Jefferson and St. Brown over him. So let's say definitely five better, and let's say put him in the tier of say Evans, healthy Nakua, Drake London. So he's good, but he's definitely middle of the pack in the NFC. And honestly, a deal that I think would be a good comparison for him is what T. Higgins got. So 4 over 115, 40 guaranteed. If you really want to try to sweeten it, go up to 60 guaranteed or 50 guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
You can. There are other ways to play with it rather than dollar value. If you want to go up to 116, so he's at an even 29 instead of 28.75 with more guaranteed, you can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So there. I mean, so like that's sort of actually where I see him. I sort of see Terry McLaurin as middle of the road, as a mid-pack number one receiver. Which, mind you, there's plenty of teams that have worse number one wide receivers. So it's not like he's going to be wanting for work. But I sort of see him as on a similar level to the really good twos, sort of like the Jordan Addisons, T. Higgins of the world. And honestly, sort of like getting that sort of like very high 20s and just playing with the guaranteed money is, I think, a way to go.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Those are good comps.
That's a good point.
If he can get around T. Higgins' money or a little bit sweeter, like I feel like that's a good deal to sign. Like 29 to 30 million. Yeah. I understand the number that's out there is higher than DK Metcalf. I just don't think that's realistic. And I'm certain that the Commanders are not going to be in the business of paying him $35+ million a season.
No.
Like that number just seems absurd.
But I agree with you.
I think also the Sutland deal, that's got to take
hurt.
A little air out of wind out of their sail, air out of their tires, whatever the hell it is, where you can say, okay, it doesn't look like I'm going to get this big number.
I mean, I know T. Higgins is a number two receiver, but if he had stayed healthy, he's had injury issues, but if he had stayed healthy for most of his career, he would put up number one numbers.
Agreed. He's suppressed by the fact that he has Jamar Chase.
He's got Jamar Chase, right. But if Jamar Chase was out for a while,
right,
T. Higgins would put up ridiculous number one numbers. He's that good.
All right, so what is their schedule? So they go, did Coach say, and I know it's all been publicized, I just don't have it in front of me, they go scrimmage with New England next week.
Two or three days. Yeah.
And then after that, that next weekend we have a preseason?
They scrimmage with New England prior to the preseason game with New England.
Yeah. Right, so they scrimmage next week, but then next weekend we actually have a preseason
August
game.
August 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would think, and then do we have another scrimmage? Do we scrimmage the Ravens or anything?
I think they're just, I don't know for a fact, but I thought it was just the Patriots, but I could be wrong.
Huh.
You'd have to ask
because
Kime.
That's one where they really get good looks and like the coaches really value that. They get a lot of reps in those scrimmages.
Yeah, those scrimmages are much better.
They're almost
than
more
11
important.
On 11s in inter squad, you know
right.
what I mean?
So maybe that's a good deadline in Terry's head.
Yeah,
like I want to be there for that scrimmage.
The last preseason game is their week 3 preseason is Ravens at Commanders Saturday, August 23rd. So maybe they will do like some sort of joint practice or scrimmage
before
with the Ravens
last
before.
One?
But
are
usually,
they doing
no,
that?
Don't we play the Ravens
we
this
know
year?
That
do we play the Ravens this year?
In the regular season?
Yeah.
No. But preseason, okay. Yeah. And that's kind of become a tradition because they're so close. It's easy for travel for the preseason games.
Well, if we play them in the preseason, we're probably not going to play. We're probably not going to scrimmage them too.
They're playing New England in that first game, so that's why it kind of makes sense. But I don't know for a fact if they're scrimmaging with the Ravens.
Huh.
Did they scrimmage them last year?
I feel like they did. They certainly have in the previous couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
a game tonight.
I know. Do you feel like that's a good deadline though in Terry's head? Like. Let me get this deal done so I can participate. I want to be in the scrimmage. I want to get these real reps against the Patriots.
I mean,
because it's going to be way better.
Like in a week. Like
yeah, I know. I know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I mean, because the maybe. Preseason is such a joke. It's like everyone says the scrimmages are way better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they could put the guys, start the guys wherever they want. They could be in the red zone. They can do whatever the hell
I
they
mean,
want.
I mean, DQ said as much yesterday during the interview.
What did he say?
He's basically saying like the scrimmages are almost better. Than, I think he said, I'm
for sure.
Know, paraphrasing, scrimmages, you can manipulate things the way you want better than in a game scenario.
Right. You say, hey, can we do that rep again? Or, hey, you know, hey, I'm going to throw this guy in. You mind if we just do that? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do that in a stupid preseason.
Yep. All right, we'll continue to take your calls at 800-636-1067 on an open line Thursday. Don't forget, Mark Rippon will join us in studio at 9. We'll do EB's entertainment page next here on The Fan. We'll get to the EP in just a second. Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. So I'm looking at a video that Mitch Tischler just posted about 10 minutes ago.
What is
and
it?
And in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
In the running back battle, he has a video of the running back room basically practicing a goal line jump into the end zone. They're simulating that by they've got two trash cans upended, and then they have four, I guess, bags that they use during camp stacked up on top.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Eckler and Jeremy McNichols were the only ones to clear four bags on the jump. B-Rob and Bill... cleared three each.
Well, those are high.
Those are high. I mean, those are high.
Those are way up there.
Eck and McNichols.
But the shorter guys are clearing them.
They've got a little spring compared to B-Rob. Now, B-Rob and Kroski Merritt, way more. I mean, they're bigger, thicker guys than McNichols and Eckler. So it kind of makes sense. But just a little training camp update.
Who's that just went over?
I think that was Eckler. Eckler's 30. So... The smaller guys cleared the four bags. Bigger guys got
three. What do we expect from?
Who's that?
That was McNichols. McNichols and
Silly
Eckler.
Athletes.
Four bags.
Hey, so good. Hey, what do we expect from Eckler this year?
It's hard to envision because can the guy stay healthy?
I know.
Can he avoid the concussions that plagued him last year?
Man.
And look, the coaching staff, they clearly know that his touches need to be managed.
Limited,
Like, in my opinion, he's a 10 to 12 touch per game max guy at this point in his career, but those can be effective touches if he's healthy. That's about what I would forecast role.
He missed five games last year.
Yeah.
You know, he had four touchdowns. If he played the entire year, you're probably looking at six. I know it's hard to play, especially if you're a running back, to play every single game. But I just, if he's healthy, he can put up some decent numbers.
I love 5 to 6 carries and 5 to 6 receptions per game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's an outrageous. Six might be a little high, but 5 grabs per game from Eckler, I don't think that's outrageous if he stays healthy. 4 to 5?
See, I wish we had
a healthy number.
DQ for more, because that's another thing I wanted to ask him about the guys returning kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And his philosophy on having guys like Eckler and who else were
Debo.
We talking about?
Debo.
And Debo doing it.
Yeah.
You know, what's your philosophy on guys that you really expect to contribute on offense to have them be like full-time kick returners?
Right.
Because that's what people are suggesting.
I don't love that idea.
Certainly on kickoffs, and then Lane appears to be the kind of the leader in the clubhouse, it seems, on paper for punts. Which, makes sense. That'll be kind of his role.
Just do me a favor. Go back and watch Eckler get blown up in the Dallas game and see him getting escorted off the field and tell me if you want him returning kicks again in 2025.
I wouldn't.
My answer would be no, but I'm just a clown. So, I mean, I know nothing about football.
I don't know how many concussions he had, you know, when he was at the Chargers, but... I mean, he's just so small.
Right.
He's going to take big hits. Always took big hits. And I know he had some injuries early in his career, but I'm not sure how many were concussions. But, man, for someone that small to take huge hits, especially when he's catching balls over the middle, you know, little dump-offs.
Yep.
You know, he's getting hit by 2-3 guys every time.
Yep. I want to save that guy. I want to save him for as many car collisions as I can.
All right. You want to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood
entertainment?
Yeah, let's
get into the EP.
Of course we have. Is the Ripper still on track for 9 a.m., Drabby?
Supposed to be, yep.
Is there a rumor that maybe a former kicker might be tagging along with him, or is that?
I think it's just Rip
It's
today.
Just Rip?
Yeah.
No Chip?
No Chip.
Rip and Chip are tight.
Oh, that sounds like a buddy cop movie in the making.
Is Chip like back in Minnesota? Wasn't he from like Minnesota?
I have no idea.
Why do I feel like Chip Lowmiller was from Minnesota?
He was from Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you played him. I think he played in Minnesota, didn't he?
Yeah, probably.
How old is Chip Lowmiller now?
I'm going to guess.
60?
I'll put him at 62. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I'm just guessing. God, I could be wrong.
We're so close to the Grim Reaper.
No, he's butt young. Well, relatively. He's 59.
59? That isn't butt young.
I said relatively.
Right. All right.
To an 80-year-old, that's very young.
Driven by BMW Fairfax, D.C.'s only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website, bmwfairfax.com. Mention me. I promise they're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. All right, Cakes, it is official. Shannon Sharp will not be returning to ESPN.
Mm-hmm. You go.
According to Andrew Marchand of The Athletic, ESPN has cut ties with Sharp after the Hall of Famer settled a lawsuit accusing him of sexual assault. I saw some numbers out there. I mean, was the initial lawsuit for like $50 million and then they settled? I don't know. Either way, the settlement was announced by Tony Busby. I saw Sharp went on social media and he knew about this a few days ago. He had asked them to maybe hold the news until, is this weekend? Yeah, the Hall of Fame stuff. His brother's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. He didn't want his controversy to take away from his brother's big moment.
Yeah,
but ESPN said no.
Well, I don't know. Somehow it leaked out.
Okay.
So somehow it's out there. And so Shannon Sharp, no longer. I don't think he really cares because that club Shay Shay or whatever he's doing, he is raking in absurd dollars, like Cakes, like Rogan like dollars, allegedly, for that pod he's doing.
Well, I guess good for him. That's
tens of millions. Crazy.
That is absurd. I covet that so much.
Well, you have something going on breaking news?
Yeah, we have some breaking entertainment news.
Ooh. All right. Go ahead.
You gonna play the breaker?
Play the breaker. Hold on. Breaking news sounder.
It's not that big.
It's not a Commander's news related or anything like that.
I know. Yeah. Is it Sydney Sweeney?
You're gonna love this.
This is Sydney Sweeney related.
No. This is even better.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Go ahead.
Relax.
What could be better than the Sydney Sweeney news?
Kelsey Flame just put on her Instagram. Trip is off to a great start. Dad just threw his phone in the trash at McDonald's.
Why? Like being
on
an idiot?
On purpose?
So he dumped his tray in?
I had to.
Maybe. Did he go fish it out? Does she have video of him fishing it out?
Probably on accident. Yeah, yeah.
Fish filleting it out.
Or maybe he just he was angry that it wasn't working in Switzerland.
No,
he didn't
do that. No way.
Why on earth would you ever place your phone on a fast food tray? That's just begging for you to throw it out.
I mean, I don't know.
Because it can blend in with the color of the tray, and then you forget about it, and all of a sudden it's in the trash with a bunch of hash browns.
Is he eating McDonald's in Switzerland?
Must be.
Maybe. He loves her hotcakes.
Dylan's probably calling the shots.
Yeah, maybe.
It also looked like Kelsey was flying first class.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Well, she was meeting them. Right?
Oh, that's right.
She was meeting them. Yeah, so JP's definitely sitting in the steer. JP got non-refundable tickets. That's literally the most broke person does.
He's Brokey McBrokerson.
Yeah, when you get the non-refundables.
JP McBrokerson.
Well, yeah, but what would non-refundable cost for a trip to Italy? That'd be pretty expensive.
I don't know. He said
he's paying for 5 tickets.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen,
that's a lot.
But I learned the hard way.
I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't ever buy non-refundables.
It blew my mind when he told me how much each checked bag cost. Each checked bag's $150.
It's ridiculous.
I'd be stuffing so much into the carry-ons. Oh, I'd be so packed.
That's my guess of what he's spending on the trip.
I wrote down.
I'm just gonna say it. $20,000.
I don't think it's
all
that
in.
Much.
I don't think it's quite that much,
know.
But
I don't doubt. He's staying with family, like in Italy. Well, and stuff.
It definitely starts with a one, and it has 5 digits.
It's easily 100%.
I didn't know Spirit flew to Zurich.
Who knew?
All right. So,
well, do you remember the one time that JP left his wallet here on the table? Drab, you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. Right before a trip or something, right?
Yeah. It was right before a trip, exactly.
And so
I grabbed it. He'd already left, and I texted him. I said, pretty smart. Leave your wallet at work before you go on a trip. Right.
Not like you need your ID.
What a donkey
call. The second you step into the security line.
And I hope his screen has like so much mustard all over it.
Definitely has a small diced onions from the burgers.
So hold on. So the story is he threw it in the trash can, but he did get it back out.
Well, I'm assuming there's no way. Like,
hey, someone text them.
All of us.
I like kickstick.
If you threw your thing
I don't want to get flamed
trash,
even on text. Yeah.
As grossed out as you are, all of us would dig in there and get it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I know.
I would go in there.
I would jump in there.
I would go in a toilet and get it.
Sure.
I just, I like.
Huh?
You have to.
You have to.
I just like the idea of his phone smelling like Big Mac.
All right, you want to know how old we are, Mike Maher? So Tiki Barber's in the news. He is out as a CBS NFL analyst. He's joining the Giants radio broadcast. Mm-hmm. Here's a little Junkies trivia for you. In our first or second year, we had Tiki and Rondé on when they were still at UVA.
Correct.
We did, yes.
It was right before the draft.
I'll never forget it. We were really good at procuring guests before the draft. We get the college guys. We really took it seriously. Back when we were going up to the draft, and we would have like the whole first round on lock.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did notebooks worth of research.
Nerdy notebooks.
Well, I mean, if you guys were on Monumental at that time, I'm sure it would have been in black and white.
Possible.
Nice zing.
It's possible.
I like that zing.
But you're talking about, I mean, Tiki's already had like Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
Been working in broadcasting for 10, 15 years. We interviewed he and his brother when they were still at UVA.
Right, we are radio lifers.
That would have been probably 96?
Somewhere, you know, right around there.
We chose not to go into 96. Podcasts and make tens of millions. We wanted to stick to our radio
roots.
We used to just
bust on podcasts.
Oh.
So would you guys just like harass people through email? Because obviously like social media, you weren't like making calls or whatever.
Yeah, you used to get these little media guides and you'd...
I would actually call agents or call, you know, teams, call their PR departments, leave messages.
We did have email.
Yeah, but I don't know how much we did of that. I just made calls all the time. Yeah. We had those books.
Jason was good at it. But you would get media guides. And that's the other thing we would do. You would call the hotels.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a day. Diddy is trying to get an acquittal, Cakes. He might actually have something here. He was convicted, okay, on two counts of the Mann Act, okay? Nobody really knows what the Mann Act is, right?
The Leslie Mann Act? I don't know what that is.
But apparently the Mann Act involves transporting someone across state lines for the purpose of sex.
Ooh, glad I don't know anything about that.
He's the only person ever convicted under the Mann Act who did not make money off of prostitution, who didn't allegedly have sex with a prostitute. Remember, that was his, like, girl's bit. And he didn't arrange any prostitute's transportation.
Mm.
So his lawyers are saying, this is bogus. The convictions are bogus.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Maybe he has a point.
Last but not least, Sophie Cunningham. Of course, we've been talking about her all show. She's getting a lot of run. I didn't realize she'd been in the league like 6 or 7 years already.
How would you know?
Love her.
How would you know? I guess she did a recent podcast, and somebody threw out there her potential, like her thoughts on Tom Brady, and she said she's not a Tom Brady girl. She's not into her men having Botox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's more of a guy's guy.
Mm, okay. Well, she's much younger than Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady's, what, 47?
Right.
I think. Yeah, he's probably 20 years older.
You don't think Tom Brady could pull a 27-year-old chick?
Oh, I know he could. Yeah. But I'm going to guess most 27-year-olds aren't into dating 47-year-olds, even if they're dreamy like Tom Brady.
I'm going to guess you're wrong.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I'm going to guess you're wrong.
Mike Maher, are a lot of 27-year-olds that you know, that's close to your age range. Are they into dating guys who are close to 50?
No, on the whole, no. But Tom Brady...
Tom Brady's an exception.
Tom Brady's, of course.
He's an exception.
He's the exception. I think girls think he's dreamy, right?
Yeah, going back to Sophie Cunningham just real quick, you know who's on the brink of being a superstar? And the next time the Fever play, she should just fight someone for Caitlin Clark and then she'll blow up, is Lexi Hole. She's got next. Buy stock, buy low, sell high.
I have no file on her whatsoever. I'll have to look her up.
Yeah, do a little Google search.
I'll have to trust you on that. I'll trust your instincts, Lexi Mike Hall. Mart. All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined in studio by Mark Rippon, Super Bowl 26 MVP.
The Ripper.
For Washington. He will be with us coming up next.